This week is the final week of the election campaign, but it's not over yet, as candidates are still releasing policies to convince undecided voters. Today, Carers Australia released responses from three major parties about their commitment to support carers across the country. Around 2.65 million Australians are caring for someone else, and they're saying this election is critical because they contribute around $78 billion into the Australian economy in savings on paid formal care services. I started asking CEO of Carers Australia, Alison Brooke, what the survey entails.
We asked each of the Coalition, the Labor Party and the Greens to talk about what they're prepared to commit to should they win government in the next term. We got the three policy responses back and we've put out a media release about that.
So according to your survey, who has a better policy for carers and why?
Well, what we're very excited about is that the Labor Party wants to have a national carer strategy at that Commonwealth level, something that hasn't happened since the last one finished in 2014. So that's an opportunity for the government to hear the voices of carers and understand their needs. The Greens have committed to increasing the payments made to carers who are friends and relatives of people who need care. They're not people who are salaried. So that was very welcome. And for them to increase respite offerings. And, of course, the current government has committed money over coming years to support carers in various ways. So we're heartened by most of those responses.
So you mentioned that Labor is committing to a national carers network and that it expired in 2014. Could you please expand on that and how it will benefit carers across Australia?
The Labor Party is committed to developing a national carers strategy. And under that strategy, they would look at the specific needs of carers, and they include financial disadvantage, they include health and mental well-being challenges that other communities and other people in other communities don't have. Carers are often socially isolated, they experience loneliness, and in all sorts of ways, they put their lives on hold for the people they're caring for in an unpaid way. And so a strategy would look at ways to support them to care for their loved ones and to support them in that care.
Now, what would you like to see from the next government about carers' well-being and carers' policies?
Well, there's a range of things that we would want to see. We would want to see better health opportunities for them, respite care so that they can have time away from the person they're caring for to recover, to become well again, all sorts of measures that would address the social isolation and definitely to look at the financial disadvantage that carers have. We've got some statistics that overall, on average across the population, carers are worse off each year by about $17,000 in superannuation and around $40,000 in annual earnings. And they're very, very significant figures. And you can see that over a lifetime, that really creates a very different future for carers compared with others in the population.
Now, why is it important that carers know about their party's policies, about their well-being and what's happening next?
Well, carers certainly know about their own needs. And what we're inviting them to do is have a look at each of the policy statements, which are up on our website, and to think about which party is going to be able to address their needs the best.
Now, what are some issues the next government needs to fix as soon as possible to improve the support of carers?
We certainly want to see a review of income payments made to carers. We need to have better respite care, particularly for people who are living in rural areas who may not have the same availability of services as those who live in cities. But right through the spectrum of needs, we need to see through a coherent strategy a way to address each of these and how they're going to be funded.
Where can we get more information about the survey Carers Australia did to the political parties?
On Carers Australia's website, that's carersaustralia.com.au.
That was CEO of Carers Australia, Alison Brooke.